Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel, our Lord teaches that it's the things of the heart that really matter. Okay, he says, what comes out of a man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts. And then from evil thoughts come evil words and also evil actions. And so this is a good reminder that we need to keep watch over our interior life. That is, we have to have an interior life, right? We have to be recollected, aware of ourselves, aware of our thoughts, our passions, and what direction we're going, and have some sort of interior union with God, be in prayer with God. And so what happens is, so often, people get caught up in the busyness of the day. We get caught up in the duties we need to take care of. We get caught up in conversation and conflict or some difficult person gets us to start thinking bad thoughts. We become impatient. So now the passions are producing worse thoughts, and there's just kind of this snowball effect, and then we fall into uncharitable speech and uncharitable actions, and we cause a whole lot of damage. And so we need to keep guard over our hearts, keep guard over our interior life. That's why our Lord says, watch and pray that you do not fall into temptation. And so part of this watchfulness is being vigilant over our interior life, over our thoughts, and over our interior movements, the passions. Am I becoming impatient? The first signs of impatience, once you become aware of it, right then and there, we need to do something about it. The first moment that you notice you're becoming angry, you need to do something about it. And the first thing that we should all do is to say a prayer, Jesus and Mary, Jesus, and then try to think straight about the situation. See things objectively and not subjectively, and so on and so forth. And so this is why we celebrate this Mass, for an increase of charity. St. Paul tells us that charity is patient and charity is kind. And so those are the first two things that tend to go out the window when we meet up with difficult situations. We lose our patience, we lose our kindness. We lose our patience, we're disturbed, and then we lose kindness. That is, we lose our goodwill. We start to do things out of bad will. And that is the complete contrary to charity. Charity is goodwill. And so, the things that come out of our mouth, our words, should be an expression of our goodwill. They may not be interpreted that way all the time. We don't have control over that. We do the best we can. Our actions should proceed from our goodwill. And so this is what our Lord wants to teach us today. Our hearts, to guard our hearts and to keep them good and holy before the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.